This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now you are loud and clear. Crazy story, though. Celebrity chef dumped from television after posting neo-Nazi symbol.
His name is Pete Evans, and he's a local celebrity, if I can put it that way. That he's a celebrity chef. He's written about a dozen books, published by Pan Macmillan, no less. And he's also, now there's a program, there's a one of those reality TV shows called, I don't know if you have it there, called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Do you have that?
I don't think we do, but we certainly know of it. It's on a lot of some of the pay channels.
So it's here, and they invite a whole lot of, you know, they'll have Shane Warne or, you know, international sportsmen and women, etc. He's been on that. So he's known in that sort of milieu. And like I said, written over a dozen books. So he goes and posts on, and he has, by the way, 1.5 million followers, on social media. And he goes and posts a symbol. It's called, and I must confess, I was not familiar with the symbol. It's called the Black Sun symbol, but it comes out of Nazi Germany. It was actually used by the terrorist who murdered 51 Muslim people in Christchurch, New Zealand last year. And this is what he posts. People went ballistic, and we at the Board of Deputies were contacted by many members of the community. And the good thing was that we watched this closely, and the good thing was that we didn't do or need to do anything, because civil society kicked in as it should. So the television channel which he was host on has dumped him. His publishers, Pan Macmillan, have said that they are going to terminate the relationship with him. And so the right thing has been done without the Jewish community having to say a word. And so that's very reassuring when that is the outcome, without us having to do anything or say anything.
It is just still so amazing to me that this is happening over and over again, and that we obviously all construct echo chambers to the point that we don't even realize that what we are doing is completely wrong and unacceptable.
You're 100% right, and it's so often sometimes a choice between, or sometimes a combination of, ignorance or unthinking or couldn't give a damn or all of the above.
Absolutely incredible, but at least the good news is that it didn't need to be dealt with by the community, and that that it was dealt with from the rest of the rest of the community. Tell us about financial assistance for families suffering because of COVID. I think this is a challenge that every community is having around the world.
I have no doubt. So a fund called the Jewish Emergency Relief Fund was set up in the context of COVID, with particularly families struggling to pay for Jewish school fees. And not only Jewish school fees, but even for domestic help and kosher meals and wheels, etc. They have distributed or dispersed about $500,000 already just in the few months that we've had the COVID situation. And this is to about 120 families. That's $500,000 to about 120 families for food vouchers, energy payment vouchers, financial counseling, and Jewish school fees, etc. It's being done together with Jewish Care, which is our major community welfare agency, and it's helping a lot of people. Kosher Meals and Wheels, suddenly the need for them has just rocketed to 25,000 meals compared with 6,000 in the same period 1 year ago. 25,000 over 6,000. So obviously because people are confined to their homes, do not have the means, etc. So it's a serious need, and the financial impact, as per communities everywhere, as you say, is just rocketing, and doesn't look like, you know, coming down anytime soon.
It's just phenomenal how, and no country seems to be over it yet. You know, we've seen countries around the world going to a second wave and potentially even a third wave. We just can't figure it out. Until this vaccine is, the vaccines are fully in play, I just can't see really an end to this terrible cycle. Let's just talk for a moment about this bipartisan motion in the Australian Parliament with regard to Yitzhak Rabin.
So just very briefly there, and very encouraging to see that this was a motion from both sides of the aisle. And it was a motion put by one Jewish MP on the Labour side, Josh Burns from Melbourne, and a Sydney MP, Dave Sharma, whose name we have mentioned before. He's actually Indian, but Dave Sharma was Australia's ambassador to Israel for 4 years. And so he's a strong, major supporter of Israel, of the community. And the two of them put up this motion to honor late Israeli Prime Minister Rabin on the, obviously, the 25th anniversary of his assassination. And then the motion was endorsed by two Jewish MPs, one on either side, one on Labour, one on the government side. And so, and obviously everyone gave moving speeches, etc. But very just reassuring that the Parliament, you know, stopped to honor Yitzhak Rabin, and that it was a bipartisan motion.
Absolutely amazing that that this is happening, and I don't think you should take it for granted. We have such an anti-Israel bias within our ruling party here in South Africa that when you do have this type of thing and it's bipartisan, it's something that is really incredible and very heartwarming.
And not to be taken for granted.
And
as
please
you, as
don't take
saying.
It for granted. Absolutely.
Exactly right.
Time is 6:25. Vic Adadev, thank you as always. We'll catch you next week for the Australia Report. Vic is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.